a very special Mother's Day Bar Nuts number 18.
Happy Mother's Day, ladies.
Thank you.
We got a couple special guests here in the bar.
Uh-huh.
Cassie down at the end there.
Oh, thank you for...
qualifies as a mother.
Well, thank you for introducing me first, for once. You usually start at the other end of the bar, but it's nice.
I save the best for last.
We usually start with the guests.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Not this time, though, because... you're a mother, and we need to honor mothers.
Uh-huh.
And then we're also going to honor Deborah.
Thank you.
As a mother. And then we're Ruben and I are going to honor each other as motherfuckers.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And the offspring of all that motherfucking is...
Hello!
Alex.
Hello. It is your favorite...
Degenerate.
Drunk at the bar.
Your favorite daughter.
Your favorite degenerate is finally
well,
here.
Well, Lucky's here too in spirit.
She's picking up a dog.
So we invite the wolf pack over for a few drinks here at the bar. And next thing I know, I bought a dog.
That's just how it happens.
Yeah, this is how they roll. This is the wolf pack.
Lucky's
in action
gone.
Because
I know this is how I, when the wolf pack shows up and there's too many.
Mm-hmm,
I got to find the person that's selling something and go, I'll buy it. Go get it right now. I can take one or two people out on a mission. She's like, I'll be back in an hour. Okay, cool.
Make some space at the bar.
That's like a half a bottle of alcohol I don't have to pour.
Absolutely.
So with any luck, we're coming back with a little doggy to add to the mix. And it's going to be the best dog ever.
Mm-hmm. We're going to train this one.
So from what I hear, you're getting another bitch, right?
Let's put this on the record. Whose dog is it?
Mine.
Alex, yours?
Yeah, you have a dog. She has a dog. I don't have a dog.
So you want a dog?
I want a dog.
Isn't the little dog yours?
No, the little dog is mom's.
The little dog has bonded to someone
other
than
you. The little dog
you.
Is asshole.
The little dog started as
the little dog is asshole.
The little
but yeah,
dog is asshole.
That dog belongs to the streets.
Scott, that means she's paying for it, right?
Yes, okay. That actually does. It means she's paying for it, which is great because. And I'm going to take all the Mother's Day presents back because the dog is the gift.
No.
Animal companionship is the gift.
Because I'm the one that picks up the dog shit. Yes, that's a true gift, like something tangible. Yes.
You know what? Let's travel back to the last time we went and bought dogs, if we shall. Take me back to Ringo and Guinness, if you will.
Oh man, was that like the 8-hour tour to Santa Clarita to meet with somebody in the parking lot?
Hold on, let me clarify. Some asshole on OfferUp.
Yeah.
You know, little did we know, this was a long time. This was like 12 years ago, but listed in Santa Clarita. Listed in Palm Springs, listed in San Diego.
No.
And listed all over the
obviously
place.
Obviously, he had dogs because we got the asshole.
Yeah,
we
but
had
the person,
two of them.
That sounds like a Craigslist thing.
Yeah, but the person was like,
it was shifty.
I got to meet you somewhere because I'm like coming from Fresno.
Yeah, like at a parking lot.
What the fuck? Your ad says you're in Santa Clarita. No.
No.
So did
Ringo
they like steal this dog from somebody?
They went to buy one dog.
We came back with two dogs. Not only was this dog supposed to be a 12-pound Yorkie, it's 25, 30 pounds. So we came back with
25 pounds of asshole.
pure asshole. Wow. And we came back with two, and the other one had major medical issues his whole entire life until he passed.
You know what?
So anyways.
Bless his little sick heart. He was a great guy for all the problems he had, but he had a lot of problems.
Well, he was blessed to have you guys.
We took care of him even while he was having his seizures out, falling into the pool and shit like that.
No, he didn't fall in the pool.
He fell right by the pool. He could have fallen in.
He could have, okay. But he didn't.
Dramatic effect, okay?
Okay, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Got it.
So, yeah.
Similar to our dog.
So, new dog on the way, inbound as we speak, apparently.
Hopefully, the current dog can reel in the asshole.
Do you think this
is probably going to be what puts our other dog over the edge. And just,
oh, yeah.
She's just going to fall over and crash.
And you know, I'm telling you, I've seen this chocolate dobs, and their eyes are just gonna melt you away.
I know. I already
like
know.
Mine, like mine, honey. The way you used to look at me.
Yeah, used to.
What?
In the
what?
Can you play that music again?
Hold on. Hold on. Remember the way you used to look at me?
I remember those days.
It was magical.
No. It's too long ago. 30 years. That's in my dead memory zone. Is this the
dead memory zone?
Is this the senior moment section of the night?
Because it's funny, you know, because it makes me think of something.
So
I asked my wife the other day, why'd you marry me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did.
And she says, because you're so funny. And I said, it's not because I'm so handsome. And she said, see, you're fucking hilarious. the good old days.
I like that.
Obviously, I get all of my humor from mom.
That's why I never laugh at your jokes. Hey-o!
The only person who laughs at yours is you.
So
I do.
You know, we started the last show. We started a senior moment section because I had you guys weren't here. But I put my purse in someone else's car outside of BevMo.
You don't go buy alcohol when you're drunk.
That's what I was saying. Were you already drunk?
No, I was totally sober. Honey, go to BevMo and get some rum, some pastis, some vodka. Okay, I grab everything, get to the counter. Oh, my God. Scott has my ID. They're not going to let me buy it.
Which I did, because we had done something a couple nights before.
So I'm all, hold on, let me go check the car. I go to the car. I'm driving Alex's car. I open the door, throw my purse in, look around. My ID's not in here. Let me just go tell the girl, hold my liquor. I'll be right back.
By the ears?
I'm on the phone with Scott. Hey, you got my ID? Yeah, I got my ID. Okay, get home, get my ID. Where's my fucking purse?
Now she's lost her purse.
Call BevMo. Hey, did you guys find a purse? She's all, hold on. Comes back 2 minutes later. Yeah, we have a purse. I'm all, okay, I'll be right there. I get there. She's grinning ear to ear like this. I'm all, you got to tell me what happened. Seriously? She goes, you want to know? I go, yeah. She goes, you really want to know? Yeah. Okay, well, when you went outside to look for your ID, you put your purse in some little old man's car and left it there. He comes back out. There's a purse in his car. Whose purse is this? He comes in. Hey, is anybody missing a purse? Meanwhile, I had left. So they're calling for, hey, anybody missing a purse in the store? Nobody answers. Meanwhile, he's driving off to take the purse to the police station. And I call. And that's when she says, hold on, because she's running across the parking lot. Stop, stop. She's coming back to get her purse. And this little old man at this point is like, I'm not leaving until I see this lady.
So he stuck around?
He stuck around.
Yeah, really?
He stuck around at awesome. BevMo. And I come in and she's like, here's your purse. And she's like, he's waiting for you outside in his car.
You know what he thought?
Like, I know what car it is.
You know what he thought? He's like, wow, she isn't as drunk as I thought she was. And she isn't as old as I thought she was.
Dude, senior moment.
Cass, is it really?
It will be. Guess what? Guess what I'm doing now? I'm pickleballing.
Oh, yeah. That's way senior moment.
It's way senior moment. But guess what?
She's a pickleballer.
I'm a pickleballer. I got the shoes and I got the paddle.
She graduated.
Hey,
and she pickleballs.
Hey, Cass, you've had a paddle for a long time.
Right there.
She's the only one that
on
goes
the
to play pickleball. With her leather. Paddle has feathers all over it.
With a leather paddle? Hey, Cass, you need a bigger paddle than that leather one. Like pickleball.
I don't think that's a pickleball.
I just had to come out with it. You guys know now. I don't have to be ashamed of it anymore.
What, that you're pickleballing?
Yeah.
We've pickleballed.
All right. Yeah. Okay. We'll come out with you. Okay. We've slapped some balls around with the pickle.
See, now you got a pickleballer right there.
Mm-mm-mm.
She keeps telling me, like, are you gonna play pickleball? I'm like, I get like an hour and a half to 2 hours of peace and quiet on Monday nights. No, I'm good. I'm fine with
Monday nights. I've got my physical therapy for an hour, which is like a workout, you know, like weightlifting, core
just
workout.
Call it a workout.
It's a workout.
Sounds better.
Yeah.
But it kicks my butt. And then I go play pickleball after that for an hour and a half. Dude, I've been dropping the weight. Like, there's no secret. That's how you do it.
So on Monday nights when she goes to her workout, I tell her, like, I'm going to the gym, too. And I have, like, this three-hour period where I can think about going to the gym. Not go to the gym.
Mm-hmm. Because I come back and I'm all, did you go to the gym? No.
Well,
I decided I was going
to
take a nap.
I talked to Randy. And
I made some phone calls.
I made some phone calls.
I, like, thought about dinner. By then, it was way too late.
He will literally do anything but go to the gym. My alarm goes off at 6 a.m. for the gym, and I turn it off. He wakes up at 6 a.m. every day, no matter
naturally.
What. And so when I wake up to get ready for work, he goes, how was the gym? And I go, I didn't go. And he goes, yeah, because I was awake. And I'm like, why didn't you wake me up? He goes, because I didn't want to go to the gym.
I'll come clean on this one. Like, it's been like a month now. I was at the gym, and I was doing, I don't know, like triceps and biceps. And
he can't
something I tore, I think I tore my meniscus or whatever in my elbow. Yeah. So I can't pinch anything anymore.
Yeah. Like,
man, that really sucks, huh? So you got to use your left hand instead of your right?
No, right hand.
Oh, yeah. So that's right. You're left-handed.
That's the stranger. That's
oh,
in
you're
the
left-handed.
Picture,
okay,
so.
Yes.
Yeah, so I think what you're all saying is getting old sucks.
Stupid.
That's what
it's
I'm
awful.
Hearing.
It's yeah. Well.
All this talk about dad bods, it makes me think, you know, Magic Mike made $167 million.
All right.
Bitch, Shrek made like $484 million. So
yeah.
So you're good with that?
Boom.
And Scott made $2.
So, if that.
So
hey, but you know what? People go to Magic Mike shows all the time. There's not that many people going to Shrek shows.
It's funny.
Really? Tell me, how was that last rave you went to?
It was a Shrek rave.
You went to a Shrek rave?
I did.
Seriously?
Yeah. I went dressed as the fairy godmother.
All right.
Yeah.
I thought she was
really
going to
fun.
Shrek. I'm like, you're there Shrek, right?
Like the fairy godmother from Figueroa or like you know.
No, I don't think she knows Figueroa.
Oh, you don't know Figueroa?
I don't understand the reference.
Really? You've never heard of Figueroa Street?
No.
Like, you've never seen the videos from Figueroa? You know Figueroa in L.A., right?
she does not know.
You're kidding
me. She's never been to L.A.
You got to go to L.A.
I hate L.A. I will never go.
Will you
go
take
there.
Us? Because
I'm not
I don't
going
know.
To LA.
I'm too white.
If,
I, don't know
if,
where to
if
go.
I take you and drop you off there, you have to rate the have the appropriate outfit.
I will never. I have zero interest in going to L.A.
Zero. Zero.
Zero.
All right.
My friend from France came to visit us, and she wanted to go to the Cecil Hotel and see Hollywood, and I said, I'm not fucking going.
I took her.
So mom took her by herself. I said, I'm not doing it. I don't care.
It's terrifying.
Right, where's the Cecil Hotel?
Terrifying.
Where is
it? It's like on 7th Street or something.
She was like, can we get out of
the car? Is that the haunted one?
Yeah, the haunted,
like,
the haunted
oh,
one.
The haunted one, okay.
Mom's like, nope, I'll drive by
it
really
was in,
slow, but we're not getting out.
What is that show? Horrors something.
American
Horror.
Oh, that one. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that one.
All right.
The Cecil Hotel, yeah.
Well, next time, drive by Figueroa.
Alex will not be making any money anytime soon in
no,
L.A., that's
no,
for sure.
Not.
Oh, I'll
no.
make money. It just won't be in L.A.
Yeah. You got to
like
have their
see
appropriate
that.
Outfits. All right,
the making money part.
Your next homework
starting in
is
September,
to look up
won't
Figueroa.
Be making any money.
Okay.
Okay. The girl and the people
maybe
that work
there. Maybe
there's
some Urban Dictionary around Figueroa's Street.
I don't know about Urban Dictionaries.
So I was telling you
there's
earlier,
Dick
Ruben,
there.
I needed you to stand in, be a stunt double for me
yeah.
later in the year.
Okay.
My friend Sandy has invited me several times, literally begging to go
wow.
to my like 35-year class reunion with her.
Okay.
And I was like, no. I'm not interested. And she was begging and crying and pleading. And she talked Cassie into going, like, oh, we're going to go have a great time. I'm like, you guys might. Go ahead. I'm not going to have a great time. She called me up again. Hey, we're going to go. I'm like, I'm not going. Oh, my husband's going to go. It's going to be so much fun. I'm like, that's great. You'll have someone to go with because I'm going. And she's just relentless. Mm-hmm. All right, I got to find someone to stand in. Like, so do you want to have Ruben go and you could say he's me.
Yeah,
nobody will remember anyways.
Or no, but we can have both of them go and we can say that we're a triple.
No.
Oh.
A trouble?
Triple?
No.
A triple.
Scott,
a throuple.
Bring Ruben and that's your husband. Remember?
Yeah.
Wow, that would really throw it off.
I kind of like
the other version better.
We're like 55 years old. We got to sell it, man. It's fast play.
Wow.
Hey, you sold it before. So like it's...
Yeah,
sold it to like a 20-year-old. That was right. Not that difficult.
All I know is I need to take about a 10-pack of gummies, and I'll be all right. Maybe all we can make this work.
Still not good. You guys, the whole point is I don't want to go. So
all right,
Ruben's gonna go
Scott,
in my place.
We'll do this, but how much oil will it take?
You tell me how much you think you need, and I'll make sure
right,
we have
we'll
it.
Make sure we have it. All right.
I am not doing this. She was going. She's going like. I don't ask you for very much. This one thing. And I'm like...
Every time you're here, the only thing you talk about is high school.
I go, why don't you just like, just open up the yearbook and flip through the pages, okay? And then when you're done, throw it in the fire like I did.
She acts like she doesn't stalk all of these people on Facebook anyway.
She starts naming off a bunch of people, right? And like, those are all people that you went to school with. Well, you had a year with them too. I'm not friends with them. So why would I want to hang out with him? I don't want to hang out with him now.
You're not like Al Bundy, right? Like we're trying to remember your days.
No, not at all.
Your days of glory.
You want to talk about days of glory?
Days of glory.
Yes. I want to hear some days of glory.
Got days of glory,
please.
You've got some heroes right here in front of you.
True hero.
You have heroes here. They heard something, a crime happening, and they went to action.
There was
responders.
Wait. There was a murder.
This is straight from the case files of Whittier, California.
Okay, all right.
Now this is some Whittier shit right here, guys.
Come on,
this is legit.
So straight out the ghetto of Whittier.
Mm-hmm. This is Alex's story. I'm gonna let her tell
it. Setting the scene. It's like 10:30 at night.
No. We gotta get real quiet.
It's 10:30.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. About 2 weeks ago.
Okay. It's about 10:30 at night. We're all getting ready for bed.
We're in bed. Be honest. We're in bed.
Okay. I'm on my phone. Mom's already asleep. Dad's head just hit the pillow. All of a sudden, the neighbor's dogs, they have three of them, two little ones and a German Shepherd, start going crazy, which is not uncommon. All of the dogs in the neighborhood are constantly yapping. So it's not anything new.
But it's psycho crazy.
Yeah. About 20 minutes later, and it's still psycho crazy barking, you know, we go outside to investigate.
Like we're talking...
Yeah.
Crazy, like, focused, one corner, not moving around. And, you know, we have animals that run across the wires and through the bushes and stuff, so... And cats, they chase them. But those things, you know, they move back and forth across the yard.
And
these guys
stop.
Are in the corner, like going nuts.
All right.
So we go into the backyard with our flashlight.
No, first of all, I text the neighbors. Hey, are you guys home? No,
can
you
text shut
them
your dogs
first.
Up?
Text them, hey.
Hey, your dogs are going crazy.
We're in our backyard over the fence with flashlights trying to see, like, what's happening. But they're so far in the corner that we can't see anything. And... You know, so we're all, fuck this, like, let's go around. And so it's the neighbors that we share the driveway with, so we go in between the houses, and we're looking over the fence. And I
from a different angle.
From a different angle.
Okay.
And the neighbor still hasn't texted back.
So now I text the wife. No answer.
And we're like, they're obviously not home because
someone
the dogs
them.
Are loud as shit.
Like, we're like...
The lights are out, but their cars are there, and we've both texted them. Nothing. There's no answer or anything. The dogs are going nuts. We can see in the corner the dogs have something pinned, but we can't see what it is because it's all the way back in the corner.
And it's between like their little trees and the wall. So they're fighting it. It's fighting them. They can't get to it. Everybody's angry, and I just see something like fly over the top of them. Farther back into the corner, and we're like, what the
and
heck
the little
is going
the
on?
Little Chihuahua dogs are like getting in there and going nuts and getting the German Shepherd riled up, and the German Shepherd's like flinging the Chihuahuas out of the way, like total Cujo mode.
And we're like, oh my god, it's so
like
Dad
somebody's
goes,
gonna get killed here.
Yeah, so Dad goes,
get my gun.
No.
I said, fuck it. Alex, go in the backyard and see what's going on. Yeah. Go in their
Alex,
backyard.
Alex,
you go in.
Send the young one in.
What the fuck? Why don't you go back
you
there?
You were sacrificed.
You're a lot faster than I am. Like, you need to run.
He's yes. like, I'm not going back there.
He said, my sciatic is acting up. Can you go back there real quick?
He's like, I'm not going back there. And I'm all, the dogs are nice. He goes, yeah, but not right now. The only thing they have on their mind is blood.
A fucking German Shepherd scares the shit out of me.
She's super.
You need to be out.
She's super
nice. Your baby in.
These dogs.
She's not afraid of the dog though. I'm terrified of that dog.
Open the side gate and like run outside all the time, and
so we have to
like,
wrangle
them
in.
Back in. So
I get in my car and lock the door.
So I'm familiar with them. So I go into the backyard, open the side gate, walk into their backyard, and I'm on the opposite side of the backyard, and I'm like screaming, hey, you know, come here, dogs.
Dogs don't care.
They don't give a
She's
shit.
She's in the backyard, banging shit, yelling. Okay, not yet.
She doesn't know how to tell
like,
a story.
Like, I can't.
It's
like,
around
I'm
midnight.
Still in the bedroom. And I can't
She's trying to sleep.
And so we're like,
hear all this going on.
We're like, what the fuck? So we come inside, you know, we're like, still nothing. A couple minutes later, they're still going crazy. So both of us go into the backyard. And he's trying to call the dogs, and I'm all, fuck this. They have a little metal, like, chair sitting on the side of their house. I fucking grab it, and I'm banging it against the ground. Banging it. Still nothing. Dogs don't give a shit.
They're not even turning to look at us. You know, we just walked into the backyard.
They don't give a fuck. So we're like, what? And so we leave. We go back to our house. And dad
I just
want to
know,
out of
all this time, you guys didn't want to grab, like, a flashlight?
We know we have flashlights.
Oh, okay.
We have flashlights.
No, but they were so far in the corner behind
So
like,
I call the neighbor.
So now
I call,
we're
I call
up,
the
like,
neighbor.
This emergency.
And I go, hey. You,
Did they
you
answer?
Round or is he, yeah, he answers.
Okay.
And he's all, I'm at home. Why? You're at home? Yeah. We're all at home. I'm like, dude, you don't hear your fucking dogs? There's a crime going on in your backyard. And he's like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, your dogs are going fucking ape shit. And he goes, I don't know. Like, I was asleep. I don't know. So he walks in the backyard, and we're looking over the fence, right? We're looking over the fence, talking to him with the flashlight.
We're back in between the houses looking over, and he walks in the backyard, and he grabs the avocado picker, and we're standing there with our flashlight, and the dogs are still going crazy in the backyard. He's like, you guys want to come over here and help me? And we're all, nope, we're good, thank you. And he doesn't want to go near his dogs, because
so he goes,
what is it? And
oh,
it's a fucking cat.
Looks like a cat.
And we're all shit. And then all of a sudden, the dogs get real quiet. And they're not moving, though. They're still staying there. And so they're not listening to him. And he doesn't want to get near him. So he goes and gets his wife. And she comes out. And she's all, hey! And the two little ones run to her.
Immediately.
And then
wow.
One,
that's authority.
Yeah, one syllable.
Obviously, you know who's in charge.
Just a grunt. Hey,
you should have called the wife. That's who she called.
Yeah.
Now you know. So... So they put the little dogs away, and the German Shepherd isn't moving. She's still staying back there, and he's trying to like get her to move with the avocado picker. And he goes, "Oh yeah, there's a cat back there. Oh, it's not moving.
I think it's dead."
And so the German Shepherd finally runs out, and they put her on the side of the house, and we're coming in through the. Like, we're like, okay, you know, they're not.
I'm going to come in and check it. Let's go see what's going on.
So we go through the side
It's like 11:30 at night now.
So we go through to the
Standing
side
Standing in my
of the
neighbor's
house.
Backyard in my pajamas.
We go to the side of the house, and he doesn't close the side
At least you're not
gate,
in your boxers.
So all of the dogs run outside.
So yeah. Now the dogs are running up and down the street.
Oh, yeah. Wrangling.
The gate's open. They're like,
fucking dogs.
So he goes and he takes the cat from the back. This fucking cat. Massive.
This cat was like, it's like this big, man. It was like 30,
like a possum,
35 pounds. It was a cat,
like no, a but like a possum size, like a big.
Oh,
possum.
Bigger.
It was
really,
it was like a dog
huge.
Size.
Holy,
it was
wow.
huge cat.
And
they just
and
mauled
all,
it to death.
He's all, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this thing? Trash day was this morning. He's like,
so,
what the fuck?
So his dogs are all covered in blood all
oh,
over
yeah.
their faces and
oh,
stuff,
yeah.
and they're
Wiping
now they're coming up to
us
and licking us and stuff, and we're all get away.
And we're all, they were not letting up. Like we came into the backyard, and they're all, you guys were in the backyard, and we're all, yeah.
His wife's like, you were in our backyard.
I'm all,
like
yeah.
yeah. I didn't know what else to do. I mean, I'm sorry, but I like something was happening back here. She's like, you were in our backyard? And we didn't know?
Yeah, because they asked us why we didn't just walk through the front door.
I was like, come on, dude, you guys are having sex or something, yeah, right? Yeah. He's like, no.
And I'm all, do you guys want to share whatever you're taking to go to sleep? Because no, I want some of that.
But they got three kids too, man. And the kids, none of the kids woke up.
None of the kids woke up. None of the kids woke up.
I go, so first, you didn't notice that we were in your backyard. And second, you didn't hear me fucking banging this metal thing against the concrete.
I have to understand this. What time was this?
10:30
11 o'clock at night.
And how old are their kids?
Like 7, 10, 12. Something.
And they were asleep?
Out cold.
Out cold?
Yeah.
Like cold. I'm like,
dude, I cannot believe that. There's no way.
I need to come and rescue. I need to physically carry you all out because you're all narcoleptic.
Yeah, that's...
Seriously.
Fucking but out cold.
So he's
so obviously you know not to count on them to help you with anything.
No, not at all. So they're tripping balls like that we were in the backyard. The next day he's laughing because he's like, dude, look at you on the video. You're telling your daughter to go look on the video. You're all like all excited and shit, and your daughter has to go look at the dogs and stuff. And I'm like, fuck you. You slept through the whole thing, man.
You let your dogs come into murder in your backyard.
So he goes, check this out, though. So I got this fucking dead cat in the bag, right? And he goes to work at like 2 or 3 in the morning. Right? So so he's like, driving into Hollywood. So I'm going to drop the cat off, like you said, in one of the local dumpsters. So he's throwing the dumpster. So I pull out of the neighborhood and I'm getting ready to go right into the dumpster. And a fucking cop pulls in right behind me. So I'm like, oh, shit, I can't go to the dumpster right there because you're going to follow me. Like, nobody goes into the business park at 2 in the morning. And so now he's like, I'm fucking Mexican, so of course they're going to pull me over.
And he looks
so
like
he's like, I start driving.
He does look like homeless.
In his fucking free Fidel Castro shirt and shit like that. So he's got to go to the freeway like 5 miles down the road. He's like, I'm driving. The fucking cop's right behind me the whole way. And I'm thinking, like, I got to fucking throw this cat in the trash somewhere. I'm looking. I see trash cans. I got to go past them because the cop's right behind me. He's like, motherfucker stayed right on me till I got on the freeway. And then he left. So I got to fucking drive all the way to Hollywood to work with a fucking dead cat in the passenger seat. And I'm like, awesome. Oh, but there's like trash cans. All you just pull into any alley. He's like, no. You can't leave a trash can open in Hollywood. The bums will go through it.
Oh, yeah.
So everything's fucking locked. So I'm driving around all these fucking locked trash cans, and I got this dead fucking cat in the passenger seat. And I'm like, what am I going to do with this thing? So I finally found one and, you know, got rid of it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it just got hilarious.
Oh, my God. The story is just better and better. I said, just earned yourself a seat at the bar, buddy.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're tripping out.
That was pretty funny.
Good.
Oh, man.
So,
wow. Crime of the century.
I think it is now time for me to come clean with my big reveal.
That has been months.
It's been cooking up for quite some time.
Look, Deborah's adjusting in her seat. She's like, ready.
Are you?
She's ready.
Are you ready? I am not expecting.
Whatever you guys are thinking.
That's not it.
Okay.
So
be prepared to be surprised.
Well, you are not.
Prepared to have your butthole tickled.
Okay.
Should I string out the story or just drop it?
I just want to string it out. Like you're not trans.
Okay.
No.
Not
okay. Oh my God, you have another kid.
Dad, drop it in from how we found out.
Drop it in.
Okay, so you guys know back in January my mom died. And we've been cleaning out the house and stuff like that. You know, it's sad and all that. My brother lives back east. One of my brothers lives locally a ways away, and the other one's back east, Midwest, whatever.
Your Melinda's a ways away?
It's a ways away.
Okay.
Ways away. Ways away.
So my brother's out here. We're doing some cleaning and stuff at the house, and all the families that were available went out to dinner. And we get done with dinner. Nice dinner. Sit down talking, you know, reminisce and doing our thing. We're out at getting ready to all go to our cars, and my brother says, "Hey, whoa, I got to tell you guys something." So, you know, mom.
So let's reconvene in the parking lot.
We're in the parking lot now. Mom's gone. I've been sitting on this one for a while, so it seems like now's the time to tell you.
20 years?
He's been sitting on it for 14 years. It's okay. Everybody's like, what?
I'm sorry. Like serious, you right? have our attention now.
This sounds what? Serious. And he goes, so, you know, like back when I donated a kidney to mom, which he donated a kidney to my mom like 16, 17 years ago.
Okay.
I found something out and talked to her about it. And, you know, we kind of agreed not to talk, you know, never mention it again. I didn't tell you guys because it wasn't my story. It was hers. But I found out about it.
And we're like, hurry okay, it up. Come well, on.
What's going on? Mm-hmm. He goes, we have an older half brother that we don't know about, that nobody knows about. So I have an older half brother.
Bum, bum, bum.
Through the dad or through the mom?
Yeah.
Through my mom.
Through your mom.
Through your mom?
Yeah, my mom.
Mom.
So my mom. So I'm the oldest. I'm the oldest of my three brothers.
So he thought you have an older.
I have an older brother. So I'm 55, and my older half brother is about 60.
Holy.
That nobody ever knows. Nobody knows about. I guess my dad knew about it when they got married, but my mom was like 15 at the time.
And who was the baby
daddy?
Did
you find this out at 55?
Hold on. Who was the baby daddy?
So. Baby daddy's not important, but yeah, found out about that at 55 yeah. years old. And so, and my brother, you know, my other brother, so my brother that knew about it, he says, like, I'm sitting in a doctor's office, you know, we're going through like the kidney doctor stuff. And he's like, okay, so, you're married. Yes. You're, you know, this old. Yes. And you've had four kids. And she's like, yes. My brother looks over at her. He's like, huh? Don't you want to correct the doctor? You know, like, you have three.
Right.
And they don't say anything. They don't say anything on the drive home. And then, like, a week later, he talks to her. And she kind of breaks down and tells him, you know, hey, this happened. It was supposed to happen. And, you know, we never talked about it again. And never talked about it again. Nobody knew about it.
For 14 years.
And my brother's like, was my story to tell, so I just, you know, I kind of forgot about it. Like, you forgot about it?
Forgot about it.
You just forgot about it.
Wow.
So all the wives are like, oh, you gotta find out who this is. We gotta track this guy down. We gotta know.
Absolutely.
Gotta know. And my brothers are like, well, the one brother's like, I forgot about it for 14 years. I'm prepared to forget about it for 14 more. I don't care. And I'm thinking like, yes. Like, what am I gonna do? What's the big deal? Huh? My other brothers, whatever. I don't care. And the wives are like, we're going to track this guy down.
And I know you guys, as inquisitive as you guys are.
Oh, we found
oh,
him.
We found him.
Oh, we found him.
Clarification, I found him.
No, I also found him. We confirmed. We all found him independently, and we all agreed that we all had the right.
Individual.
Yes.
So we found him. And, but, you know, the thing is, this is like a reverse thing. I don't know if the guy knows that he's adopted. I don't want to go jump in there and be like, hey, guess what, dude? I'm your half-brother. You're adopted. Woo!
I think he should. Adopted. I think he knows.
If he wanted to look, it's an easy find. You know, we've lived in the same houses for 50 years, and the paperwork is all easily found. So my thought is, like, if he knows it wasn't a big deal, he didn't want to dig or anything because he... My brother said when he talked to my mom, like, she never heard from him. She never tried to find him. It was done, done, done. Hmm. So we're, you know, like, okay, well, do we want to, you know, does it matter or not? What's the, you know, whatever.
Wow.
So pretty crazy, right? Like, at 55, you got a half brother that's older than you. You're not the oldest one in the family anymore.
You thought.
It's pretty wild.
Psych!
Yeah.
Wow.
So we were pretty.
So you're still contemplating this as to whether to contact him or not?
Me personally, I don't really. It's like, I don't care. If I don't, it's no big deal.
Okay. Wow. There's a lot to go with
then,
that.
Then I have something to drop on you guys too. Then.
Okay. Let's go. Let's do this.
Well, we haven't told them yet.
My three kids with their baby daddy. You know, I thought I was the matriarch. But we just found out that they had an older brother, too.
I told you there was a link.
I saw that.
I saw that.
And they met him. So, yes, my daughter is not the oldest sibling.
See, it's a lot better when they're kids, though, if you could actually have a relationship if you want to.
Yes.
I saw that on your post, and I was like,
not my post. I never posted.
One of the your kids did.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I mentioned to Ruben, you guys, just so we could tell you here, you guys were the last to hear this story out of everybody because we wanted to tell
That's
you.
That's amazing.
Like, we want to tell you here. And so, like, a couple weeks ago when your daughter posted that,
yeah.
I go, fucking kids, man. They got to upstage my story with another half-sibling.
So
this is bullshit, man.
On the dad's
you're like,
side.
I thought I
it's
had the bomb.
It's obviously on the dad's side.
Yes. Oh,
because
definitely.
It's not you.
Okay. But you know what? It's always, you always hear this from the dad's side, right? Because it's so much easier for a dad to just separate and like whatever,
yes.
right?
Yes.
But this is crazy.
This
yeah.
crazy
that...
Your mom.
So you want to hear
and had three other
okay.
children after
so,
this.
So
right?
listen to this. This is even crazier. We so she was like 15 or something, and at that time, you know, there was yeah. you didn't have a lot of options. They my guess my grandparents they took her to this
St. Anne's
in LA, which is a very famous home for unwed mothers. It's been around since like 1890.
Okay.
You go over there, drop the kid off, they have the baby, and then you, when they're done, you bring them home and the
you
church
never
adopts
talk
the
about
baby.
It ever again.
That's,
so, that's pretty much how it went.
Wow.
So we were able to find out that that's what happened. And within the course of 5 days, we found out that the neighbor across the street, like my mom's best friend, had confided in my mom. I also, about the same time, got pregnant at like 15 or 16, and my parents took me to St. Anne's, and I had the baby and put it up for adoption. And then Cassie goes talking to a friend.
To my friend, and she says, oh, my husband just found out. He has an older brother. Same thing. His mom went to St. Anne's.
Went to St. Anne's. I never heard of St. Anne's before, and now in like 5 days, I know three people that went and had babies there back in the early 60s. It's crazy.
That's
so
amazing.
So this was happening in the 40s, 50s, 60s a lot at that time because
we were just like in that little time frame of that week of finding that out and
three
then finding out all this other
week,
stuff.
It was
we were just like
emotional.
Wow, this is just fucking crazy.
Well, how do you feel about that?
You know, it
it's kind of heartbroken for her.
I feel bad for my mom.
You know, I think we could have given
the half-brother that I don't know anything about, it looks like, you know, on Facebook, looks like he had a great life. Good for him. Awesome family that adopted
right.
him. And, you know, I don't even want to get in the middle of that. It's unnecessary.
Yeah.
But I think of, like, all the sadness and stuff that my mom had to deal with and didn't have anybody to deal with it with.
It's or talk about it.
And
right,
explains,
right?
Yeah.
explains
a lot,
too.
A
lot. It explains a lot with her behavior and how she was, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a huge secret to be.
Well, yeah.
It's
a huge trauma to carry the
mother,
rest of your life. Come
for
on.
For a mother.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So
yeah. That's, it's crazy. It's
like,
crazy.
Like
you know,
I think for guys, right, we can just plant our seed wherever the hell and just keep on moving on with life. Like, honestly, right? Like, just spread
yeah.
it out, whatever. Like,
that's,
I got a kid over here.
The biological
over there.
Imperative.
Right, that's just what happens,
but for
right?
A mother, I don't
like, how do
gotta
you,
be
yeah,
so
like,
traumatic.
Traumatic.
So traumatic.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, that was that was like a crazy, you know, and my brother... dumps this story on us as a matter
the,
of fact.
In the parking lot.
And we're like,
in the parking lot of a restaurant.
See you later.
Like,
you
hey, guys, all right.
You
here's
sat
some news. I'll see
like,
you later, guys.
See you later.
16
and
years.
All,
he's like, you know, quite honestly, I forgot about it. And my other brother and I are looking like, how the fuck do you forget about this?
All right, guys. Love to see you. See
you
later.
See you guys
bye.
Later. I'm flying back home. And
no,
whatever.
That's exactly how it went.
It's exactly how it went.
Exactly
how it went.
Exactly.
It was like nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Alex, take us out
awesome.
With some funny stories.
Come on.
Yeah, that was a little too
bring us back.
All right.
They got a little
deep.
Too real there.
All right. Special Mother's
we went,
Day.
We went deep. Now let's bring it back up.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I tried to find some good Mother's Day urban dictionaries, but.
Can I just volunteer one before you even throw it out there?
Go.
The ever popular MILF.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can we get a definition? Everybody knows the definition. Right?
Everybody
we don't need to
define
MILF.
Okay. Well, if we put. So I actually put that into the urban dictionary and. Mm-hmm. A definition that came up was when you fuck your own mother. And I was like, I don't
that
need
is
whoa.
Not.
Whoa.
And I was like,
not.
That and I was
is
like,
not.
I don't think we need to go in that direction.
That's like the second or third.
It has
definition.
To be.
It's not the first.
But what I hopefully is like the fifth or sixth, because that's.
So
like,
I decided against the mother aspect
you
of
went
the
with
dictionary.
Gilf?
No, I went with, in honor of us going to a wedding in Tennessee next week.
All right.
Oh, okay.
I went the wedding / Tennessee route.
Oh. Okay, what do you got?
Wedding Tennessee route.
Our first one is wedding tackle.
What? That's wedding? This is your Johnson, wedding tackle.
How did you know that?
It's wedding tackle. That's your just what you're going to you bring into the wedding bed.
Ruben, did you know this?
I did not know this.
I didn't know this. Wow. I'm very impressed with your knowledge. Wow.
Yeah.
Scott, that's
go ahead and read the definition. Let's see how close that was.
A reference to the male genitals as a lure for mate. For a mate, much like fishing lures are referred to as fishing tackle.
Yeah. Your wedding tackle.
The sentence is, my wedding tackle got tangled up in a bush.
What? Whoa. So is that what you like, you whip out? And dangle around, and you're like, that's what I want to marry. is that kind of what it means?
And then it gets tangled in the bush.
You're fishing, with, you know, you fish. It's like your fishing gear, your wedding tackle.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, you're fishing, right?
Oh, my God.
Let me whip this thing
fishing
out.
Fishing for some poon.
Let me whip this thing out and see what I catch.
There you go.
Yes.
All righty. Well, you killed that one.
Impressive knowledge.
I'm sorry that I was
horrible.
Accurate with my
ruining.
Urban Dictionary definitions.
Alrighty. So, our next one. Tennessee ass plum.
What? Whoa, ass plum?
You guys got some good ones.
That sounds painful. Like I'm ass. Like I'm squeezing my butt right now.
Is that a hemorrhoid?
Very bruised ass.
Is that a hemorrhoid?
Hemorrhoid.
Would you guys like
it's
it in
either
a sentence?
A hemorrhoid or it's like a little piece of shit hanging on the hairs.
Oh, yeah.
Ruben's coming in with a strong contender.
Would you guys like it in a sentence?
Yes, please.
So this is a conversation between Slutty P and Guy. Slutty P says to Guy, yo, dude, I totally gave Trevor a Tennessee ass plum last night. Guy, OMG, totally? That's it. That's your...
So it's definitely between a
get and it's got to be a hemorrhoid.
It's got to be like hemorrhoid. That's got to be like
I don't know.
It's almost like a pink sock.
It doesn't sound pleasurable.
It's almost like a pink sock?
What the fuck is a pink sock?
Oh shit.
Stop with the ass clam. Ruben, what is a pink sock?
A pink sock is like when your ass is like used too much and it you actually like your intestines actually come out. So it's like a sock.
A prolapse.
Like a prolapse.
A prolapse.
It's a pink
prolapsed
sock.
Okay, anus.
I'm a little worried. How did you know that?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's what the doctor told him he had that one time.
One time in band asking. Camp.
Oh, you were asking for a friend.
Right. Yeah. I was just
Tennessee ass plum.
Is it kind of like that?
No.
Shit.
Are you ready? Ready?
Yeah.
We're ready.
You're laying in a haystack. Someone grabs a plum, puts it on their thumb, shoves it up the anus and twists. Then they take it out, lick it, and declare they are ready for pie.
Oh, I am ready for pie.
Whoa, pie.
Speaking of
that
pie.
Sounds delicious.
Are you ending on that note right there? She didn't pick that one because it was Mother's Day. She picked it because Deb was here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Let me
she
go
wanted
right
this in. Reaction right here.
Okay.
Let me go
hold on
right
a second.
The last one.
Deborah, you need to stop visualizing. When she describes it, I just hear words.
Yeah.
And they're funny words. I can see your eyes are rolling back in your head because you're visualizing the scene. And.
All right, guys. Are you ready for the last one?
Let's do it.
Last one.
This is a good one. It's a long one.
Oh, my God.
Tennessee muzzle loader.
Ooh, muzzle loader. Like that.
Tennessee.
Okay. You know what? I'm gonna go out on a limb here. That is something that has to be very nasty. It's something... sticking something in the tip of the penis.
I was going to go there.
Yeah. Oh, were you going to
yes.
go there?
Yes.
Wow, you're
go
both
like,
going there.
What, like a stick or a Q-tip or some shit
ball?
Like that?
Guys, I'm going to be honest. I didn't read this one all the way through.
Okay.
When I first found it.
Is Deb going to gag?
I'm thinking.
Maybe. beer.
Yeah. Are you in agreement with me?
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Because I'm thinking it's like muzzle loader. You know, like you load the powder and you have a ramrod.
Yeah, you gotta like, you gotta get this thing all pumped up, and you gotta like, you gotta like shove something right down there.
I'm already feeling weird.
Right. Go ahead, Alex.
Let's go.
A sexual trick occurring between a man and a woman that resembles gunpowder being loaded into a muzzle loader. The trick is traditionally performed by men in Tennessee who dip or chew smokeless tobacco. The man and the woman assume the doggy style position during sex. After a short while of fooling around, the man tricks the woman as he removes the smokeless tobacco from his mouth, places it on her asshole, and then shoves it into her rectum with his penis. It is typical for the act to occur in a very short period of time without warning the woman.
Holy shit.
Was that better or worse than what you thought?
You know,
that was better.
That was a lot better. That was so much better. That was so much better.
On that note.
Goodbye.